Stop number 17 is Nerima Gardens. Entry is free. The gardens open at 9 a.m. Tuesday to Sunday and also on Mondays during school holidays and on public holidays. Closing time varies with the seasons. The Nerima Gardens are a Japanese-style landscaped area which was developed in consultation with Nerima, a sister city to Ipswich. The gardens were designed to be a place of peace and tranquility, a place to meet nature and calm the spirit. Many people come here to stroll around or sit quietly and soak up the peace and the sounds of running water. If you would like more information as you walk, this track will continue as a guide to Nerima Gardens. If you just want to sit for a while and relax, you can just skip the rest of this track. Then after you leave the gardens, walk down through the car park to stop 18, the Burley Griffin Incinerator. Nerima Gardens is quite extensive. This guide will take you around the first main loop. There are many other paths to explore. A sound will tell you when to pause this track. Start at the walled entry gates. These symbolize protection from the outside and entry into a symbolic passage of oneness with the earth. Ahead of you and slightly to the right is a Plunket Mallee, Eucalyptus curtisii, the floral emblem of Ipswich. Ahead and just to the left is a black pine tree, which was planted by Mayor Saburo Iwanami of Nerima. Now turn left along the path. The path on which you are walking symbolizes a philosophical journey, separating the visitor step by step from the busy world left behind. To your right, beside the pool, is the fish-scaled beach. This has been created for artistic effect using pebbles to imitate the pattern of fish scales. Water is an intrinsic aspect in all Japanese gardens as the source of life. Also on the edge of the water, to the right of the beach, is the Yukimi stone lantern, a gift from Nerima City. Yukimi stands for snow viewing. Traditionally, the lantern cap would capture snowfall, reflecting the purity and beauty of the simple lines created. The simplicity of form and workmanship of stone lanterns is considered important in creating the aesthetic appeal of Japanese gardens. There are two other lanterns nearby. One is also a gift of Nerima City. The other a gift of Tokyo Nerima West Rotary Club. Continue on the path. On your left is the raked garden, a miniature gravel garden, which is raked to produce the effect of water ripples around islands or mountains of stone. As you walk, you will see a path branching off to your left. This leads to the Japanese tea house and to a network of pleasant paths among the watercourse. You can make a detour now if you wish. Near the tea house is a stone water basin, known as a zukubai, or crouching bowl, and a kakahi, or bamboo spout. The crouching bowl was designed to humble guests and create an appropriate state of mind prior to guests joining the tea ceremony. If you continue along the main circuit, you will come to the life bridge, which signifies the act of contemplation to ponder on new life opportunities. Nearby is a waterfall, representing the Bremer and Brisbane rivers flowing into the sea. When featured in a Japanese garden, flowing water serves to reflect the passage of time and its ephemeral nature. Continue on back towards the entry. You will cross another bridge, the Peace Bridge, which represents the union of Nerima and Ipswich as the joining of each land over flowing water. The lake represents Moreton Bay, and the dark rock in the water, shaped like a boat, represents shipping in Moreton Bay. After you have visited this area, walk down through the car park to stop 18, the Burley Griffin Incinerator. You might like to start listening to the next track on the walk from Nerima Gardens.